A 34-year-old Utah Department of Transportation avalanche forecaster was killed on Thursday evening during the course of his job. Craig Patterson from Park City was working in Big Cottonwood Canyon when the tragedy occurred. UDOT spokesperson Adan Carrillo said Patterson was an expert backcountry skier and six-year veteran of the agency.
This is one of these tragic incidents that we only have nightmares about. The very reason why we do avalanche control work up in the canyons is to prevent these types of incidents from happening to anyone. Craig Patterson was a veteran with the department in the forecasting team. He had been working for UDOT for about 6 years now. He took his work very seriously. He was a professional mountaineer and avalanche instructor. He had the right background and the right skill to be out there.
UDOT has 8 avalanche forecasters working in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Carrillo said that the agency's avalanche team would be visiting the site of Patterson's death on Friday to try to determine exactly what happened, with the aim of preventing such tragedies from occurring again.
The rest of the avalanche control team will be going out there today to put the pieces of the incident together and find out more about what might have happened and learn from it to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Carrillo said part of the team's investigation would be looking into whether or not the slide was intentionally triggered. One of the normal duties of an avalanche forecaster is to start small, controlled avalanches. But he also stressed that as a veteran forecaster, Patterson was extremely cautious. Utah Governor Gary Herbert was notified of Patterson's death on Thursday night and issued a statement of grief, which called Patterson a dedicated state employee who was admired for his professionalism and expertise in making our canyons safer. The governor also offered his condolences to Patterson's wife and daughter. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.